During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hear what they say, diving in anyway, and I'm not going anywhere.
When you're little, it's very easy to get attached to places. Places that mean something to you. Places that bring you great joy and excitement. Sometimes those places are classrooms. Early on, when you begin to learn about yourself, others, friends, the world, that oftentimes is happening in a classroom, a preschool classroom. You're learning what friends are all about, what lessons are all about, what it means to learn something other than your basic life skills of, okay, this is how you eat. This is where the world begins to expand. This is where your world first sees a door open and your imagination can begin to start to run wild. It's true for many of us. Preschool can be a very exciting place and time. Many of us look back on it very fondly. I know I do. So if you're a child of that age and tragedy strikes and your life is ended far too soon, it's easy to understand why that spirit, why your spirit, if you are that child, would return to a place like your preschool classroom, a place that brought you so much joy, a place of so many possibilities. And if you're confused and you're dead and you're very young, you may still be hoping that that classroom can provide the direction of where you should be going. That appears to be what happens in our next story of a very haunted preschool classroom. A young child passes on, but returns to do the things a preschooler does. Take a listen. The story I'd like to share happened to my mother. She's a pre-K teacher who works at a Christian preschool on the West Coast. This particular town in which this preschool is located dates to the late 1800s, and it was established by early settlers and pioneers looking for a new start. Summer had just started, and my mom picked up a new job at a local preschool in the area. We were not very religious, however, she landed a teaching job at a Christian preschool. One day, she asked if I wanted to go with her and lend an extra hand in her classroom. I figured, why not? I was about 12 at the time and had nothing better to do. As we pulled up to the parking lot, I decided to stay behind and sit in the car while I finished my breakfast. I could see the playground in front of me and all the kids getting dropped off by their parents. I was about halfway done with my meal when I realized I had left my orange juice at home. I knew I was always welcome to help myself to the kitchen in Miss Christie's classroom. The classrooms at this school are like cottages. They're all spread apart in the fences that surround them, keeping the children out of the parking lot. These cottages used to home many people in the 1800s and had been flipped in the late 80s to become classrooms. As I looked out the car window to the classroom in the distance, I began to feel uneasy. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I had this feeling I wasn't welcome over there. I shook my head and told myself I was silly and that it was early in the morning and it was sunny out. Why was I so scared? I opened the car door and began to walk myself across the street to Miss Christie's classroom. As I looked back into the distance, I could see my mom smiling at me and waving from the playground. The cottage quietly rested under the shade of several overgrown trees. As I got up to the gate to let myself in, I felt the presence of someone watching me. I swear I've never felt so uncomfortable my whole life. I clicked open the gate and approached the front door, and the feeling quickly grew intense. I felt a cold sweat run down the back of my neck and my heart began to race. I felt as if I had 30 seconds to get my glass of OJ and get out. I quickly pushed the front door open and dashed into the kitchen, grabbed a bottle of juice, and hightailed it out of there. As I made my way back to the car, I felt the pressure and intensity leave my body, and I let out a sigh of relief. I looked back to my left in the classroom and still felt what seemed like cold eyes staring me down. Several days had passed, and my mom came into my bedroom and asked me if I would like to go shopping and grab lunch. I quickly agreed, and we went to my favorite place, Pat and Oscar's. We sat outside on the patio and talked over pizza and pasta. As we finished our meal, my mom dabbed her lips with a napkin and cleared her throat. She looked around and began to lean in towards me. She then looked at me in the eyes and said quietly, "I have to tell you something." My mom never talked like this unless it was very important. "Of course," I replied. "What's wrong?" I asked. "Something very strange happened to me the other day, and I can't talk about it to anyone. If I tell you, you have to promise to keep it a secret," my mom said. My mom began to tell me that she had lined up all the kids from the classroom and did a head count. All the kids then held hands and were escorted across the street to the playground, where they were supervised by another teacher. My mom headed back to Miss Christie's classroom, where she helped, and she began to pick up toys off the floor and get things ready for nap time. As she crouched down to pick up the last of the toys, she felt a wave come over her. The hair on the back of her neck stood up, and she felt a cold chill run through her body. The hair on the side of her head began to tuck back behind her ear, and the voice of a child began to whisper. She could feel the brisk wind from the whispers graze her ear. Immediately, she'd stand up and dropped all the toys on the floor. Without hesitation, she pushed her way through the front door and walked out as quickly as possible, all while trying not to cause a scene or direct attention to herself. She had hesitated to tell anyone. Being that she was new at the preschool, she didn't want to come across as crazy, in fear of being rejected. She knew in her heart that she had just encountered a ghost of a small child and couldn't turn to anyone for answers. 2 days later, my mom had to perform the same routine, but had a helping hand from a teacher named Miss Tammy. Together, they gathered up all the kids and walked them to the playground. Both then returned to the classroom to pick up toys and get cots set up for nap time. Once finished, the two went back to the kitchen to enjoy their lunches in peace and relax before recess was over. Halfway through lunch, they were interrupted mid-conversation to a child crying in the bathroom. They both exchanged confused looks and set their lunches down. As they headed down the hallway, the crying grew louder. "Hello?" my mom called out. "Who's in there?" No response. They realized the crying was coming from the boys' bathroom. As my mom opened the door to an empty bathroom, the crying came to a stop. "Okay, you definitely heard that," my mom said to Miss Tammy. The two of them had no explanation and could do nothing but just stare at each other and accept what had just happened. They both agreed to keep it a secret. It's a Christian preschool, where paranormal matters are very quickly rejected. That would begin to happen on a weekly basis. At least 1 to 2 days a week, crying would be heard coming from the boys' bathroom. One day, a little girl came up to my mom and told her she didn't want to take her nap, This was unusual, being that this little girl was always a good sleeper and enjoyed nap time. My mom kneeled and asked her what was wrong. She replied that she didn't like the scary boy in the corner that kept staring at her. She pointed to her cot that was across the hall from the boy's bathroom. My mom scooped her up and relocated her bed to another room where she would no longer see the scary boy. Over the next few weeks, things would begin to amplify. During nap time, the teachers would help the kids get settled into their cots and gently rub the children's backs, encouraging them to fall asleep. Every now and then, a glass globe that hung from the ceiling fan would unscrew itself and move across the ceiling until it was positioned directly over one of the teachers. The globe would then stop and fall, shattering in midair. Bits of glass would rain down all over the teacher. And miraculous, as always, it would miss the children. This happened about two more times until Miss Christie had all the glass globes in that classroom removed. As the days continued, so did the pranks, the knobs on the sinks in the boys' bathroom. They would turn themselves off while teachers washed their hands. It always followed by the sound of a child giggling. One day, a student drew a picture for Miss Tammy. She thanked the student and tucked the drawing away in her jacket. Now, please keep in mind that pre-K teachers get hundreds of drawings from kids, and unfortunately, they cannot keep them all. Not wanting to hurt the child's feelings, Miss Tammy waited until the kids were picked up, then folded the drawing up into a tiny square, stuffing it into the bottom of the trash can. The next morning, Miss Tammy came into her classroom to find the drawing unfolded and laid out on her desk. She instantly blamed the janitor and asked him not to play pranks and that she didn't want to hurt the child's feelings. The janitor looked her dead in the face and told her he hadn't stopped by that night to take out her trash. Things got so rampant that eventually several of the teachers got together and discussed the idea of bringing in a psychic. And it turned out that all of the teachers had a slew of stories that they'd been keeping to themselves. And eventually everyone came clean, just wanted answers. The psychic that came in was a friend of Miss Tammy's and was not given any specific information about the events that were taking place. After walking the ground, she informed the teachers that they had been encountering a spirit of a little boy that once called that classroom home. He was harmless and was merely a prankster. He had died in a fire that burned the building down in the early 1900s. He, however, wasn't the only spirit who was attached to the classroom. His father would visit him through the mirror in the boy's bathroom. She explained that mirrors can act as portals, allowing spirits to step in and out as they please. His father, however, was not a friendly spirit and enjoyed frightening the boy, hence the constant crying. With the teacher's permission, she left a tape recorder in the classroom overnight, hoping to gather evidence. And well, being that this place is haunted as shit, the spirits delivered. The next day, those who cared to listen gathered around the recorder. The tape began to play back. The first half was all white noise. Then, like a light switch, things on the tape picked up. You could hear the whoosh of the ceiling fans and the clicking sound of pull chains making clinks against the fan. A few minutes passed and the sound of a child crying from the bathroom began to start up. This went on for about 20 seconds. The crying was then hushed as you could hear heavy footsteps walk down the hall and into the distance. Towards the end of the tape, a low growl is heard, followed by the sound of a large smack noise. It sounded as if someone smacked the wall with a book. The rest of the tape then goes silent. Everyone in the room looked shocked and was left speechless. How can something so innocent and something so sinister be trapped in one place together? Better yet, on holy ground. The teachers were asked not to play the cassette anywhere else other than the classroom where it was recorded. They were told that doing so is the equivalent of opening the door and inviting the spirits wherever it's played. I'd never heard that theory before, but was not going to test it. The cassette was stored in the attic of the classroom for safekeeping. Miss Christie no longer works in the classroom anymore. She accepted another teaching job on the East Coast and is doing well. However, my mother still works there, but runs another classroom on the other side of the courtyard, one that's not so haunted. The funny thing is, since Miss Christie left, the activity supposedly slowed down. The room has since been cleared out and remains unused. The church that runs the preschool claims they had it cleared out and set aside for church activities. Yet the classroom remains vacant. which leaves me wondering if Miss Christie was a beacon for the spirits while she was there. She was a wonderful lady that radiated positive energy and always had kind things to say about others. I wonder if the little boy felt comfortable around her. I'm 26 now and still pass through to help and say hi. Every time I stop by, I can't help but look around the courtyard at the classroom and wonder if the spirits are still there. Hearing the stories about Miss Christie's classroom ignited my obsession with the paranormal world. Thank you, Tony and Jenny, for everything you guys do and for creating a podcast for paranormal enthusiasts like myself to enjoy.
Leaving the old life behind, giving the new one a try, making the passes we go, trying a new way.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.